Part 3. In Germany, no child finishes high school without learning about the Holocaust. Not just the facts of it, but the how and the why and the gravity of it, what it means. As a result, Germans grow up appropriately aware and apologetic. British schools treat colonialism the same way, to an extent. Their children are taught the history of the empire, with a kind of disclaimer hanging over the whole thing. Well, that was shameful, now wasn't it? In South Africa, the atrocities of apartheid have never been taught that way. We weren't taught judgment or shame. We were taught history, the way it's taught in America. In America, the history of racism is taught like this. There was slavery, and then there was Jim Crow, and then there was Martin Luther King Jr., and now it's done. It was the same for us. Apartheid was bad. Nelson Mandela was freed. Let's move on. Facts, but not many, and never the emotional or moral dimension. It was as if the teachers, many of whom were white, had been given a mandate. Whatever you do, don't make the kids angry.